My husband is having an affair with your wife. I don't think we should talk about it. There's your pet. Kill him.
Oh, man. Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Fucking, what did we do?
Dude, okay. So, at some point, one of us said, wouldn't it be funny if we listened to Lana Del Rey?
That was me.
Okay. That was well, me. This is your fault then.
Well, I'll take it. I'll take the blame.
All right. Well, good.
So,
what we decided to do to make us feel better about choosing to listen to Lana Del Rey is that we're going to record an alternate commentary track. So please, go steal this record, and then just set this up. Maybe it'll help you understand our perspective.
Maybe if you buy the record, it'll make you feel like you're buying something from us. But don't do that.
Don't do that. Don't spend money on this.
We'll probably just be like saying just money, 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 money over and over again throughout the entire thing anyway. So, yeah.
That's the inherent issue with asking someone to, like, buy a record to listen to this.
No, we should make them
because
buy our track.
Because we're only going to do bad
records. We should make them
records.
Buy our track instead. So don't buy the album,
we can't
buy
be that much like Riff Tracks, man.
Yeah, no.
Is this... That has to fall under fair use, though, this. Doesn't it? Like, Riff Tracks can get away with it, and the MPAA are assholes. This has to fall under fair use.
Oh, this is fair use. As long as we don't actually have the thing.
Yeah,
recorded.
we won't have the recordings in the show, which means you're gonna have to go get them.
The screen does that with movies on streaming.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Cool.
So are we? Oh God.
So
oh
we're
no.
Still going to listen to Lana Del Rey. That's
God.
Still about to happen. You want to stall anymore?
I think we should just do it.
All right.
Opening track is called Born to Die. The album is called Born to Die.
We are listening to the standard version of the record.
We are not getting into the three
We both have the deluxe version because there's no God, but we are listening to the standard version. So please, do not listen past This Is What Makes Us Girls, which I am frankly looking forward to because I cannot wait to hear that.
I want to hear Carmen because, God, what could that be?
I wonder
summertime sadness, everyone.
Oh, no. Not summertime sadness.
No, that's the worst kind of sadness.
These are all Tumblrs, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Bluejeans.tumblr.com.
Offtotheraces.tumblr.com.
Summertime sadness, I bet, is actually a Tumblr.
Radio. What? Okay, no, we can't do that. Dark Paradise. That's a really good one.
Is that like
Lolita.tumblr.com? Don't go to that one.
I'm going.
But that's a bonus track, so we're not even listening to that one here.
Yeah, we're not listening to it, but I'm still going to it.
Okay, so we're going to count off.
Lolita.tumblr.com's a real thing.
Oh, my God.
And it's suitably creepy. All right, cool.
Okay, just like Lana Del Rey.
Just like Lana Del Rey. Oh, God.
So here everyone.
You want to count us off?
All right, here we are. 3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, the hills are alive with the sound of God damn it.
Oh, God, no.
I have been told this was a single. I did not get to it.
This was,
weirdly,
in fact, a single. People apparently like it. Don't know why, because there's a point where it gets...
Are we going to get the... Oh.
So, here we go. So, just here, there's the part where you imagine her just swaying awkwardly and spinning around during a really popular television live performance that was infamously just ripped apart by Brian Williams.
Yeah, so, did I miss something? Was old music about not caring? I could swear that wasn't it.
I didn't catch that when I was, whenever I listened to, here we go.
Yeah, this is like hip-hop production. Like, this is the swirling moment.
No, that's what I hear about this album is it really is, for the most part. I think, what was the song? National Anthem. Oh, my God. Yeah. Get ready for that track.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, this sounds like every Alicia Keys song so far.
Here we go. I think this is the falsetto part. Right here. Oh, God, this is not the regular one. This is, like, in the other version, she says, let me fuck you hard in the pouring rain.
Yeah. Yeah, they changed that because that wasn't diva enough. I don't know, dude.
Oh, really? Okay.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, you can't just give yourself to a guy like that. You can't do that. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, come on. Really? Let's get some family values in here.
Lost, but now I'm found. Good.
When? When did that happen?
I don't know. Dude, like, this is all just very trite so far. I know you're stunned by this development, but...
Oh, my God. Just so, like, I feel like I'm about to eat... Like, if I still had that cup of yogurt, I imagine I'd be eating it, like, 10 times as slow right now.
Yeah.
Like, just because I can't move any faster, and it's boring.
Yeah. We should have done this on Monday when it was raining like all hell. Because then it would have been like, oh, this is fitting for, I don't know, sadness.
Yeah, let me take a walk on the wild side. Let me kiss you.
Yeah.
Like, come on. I was like, I thought it was funny when she said, fuck you. Just because, geez, stop trying to be edgy. But now she's like,
we're born to die, but that's not going to keep us from adding any inflection or character to our vocals.
Or sense of lack of cliche or...
Yeah, dude, I can't help but feel we're still responsible for this.
We have to be.
Yeah. I haven't quite figured it out. Is it because we didn't buy enough Fiona Apple records? Like, what do we do?
I think we should have bought more Fiona Apple records.
Not really comfortable with that idea, but...
Hey. We have another chance, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully it's reasonable.
Oh no, she doesn't know why.
Let's go get high. Let's go get high, guys. Fuck this.
Yeah.
All right.
This is bad.
Yeah.
Like, I was expecting, like, oh, this is going to be, like, funny. It just kind of blows.
Oh, no,
they'll
probably get to a point where it's pretty funny. This is one of the tracks people like. So it's, like, just bad.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right.
So, I heard, my girlfriend has heard Off to the Races, and she has said, like, legitimately, she was how confused and just terrified she was by what the track was. So I'm really excited for the next 12 seconds to be over.
I hope it opens with like the Del Mar racetrack intro.
Oh my God.
I'm not.
I hope it's horses
shit.
Farting.
Yeah.
A base. Yes. Yeah. Oh
God.
God.
Damn it.
This is why I moved to London, because everyone in America thinks I'm misguided.
Who's her vocal trainer, and does he get paid?
I wanted to come up with something funny, but I really don't know.
Yeah, it's... This is really terrible.
Yeah.
I hadn't been exposed to this pure level of radio music in a while.
And guess what? You
I'm
know,
glad that the radio
dude,
is getting
people
ready
are
to reject
gonna buy
it.
This. Did you see where, like, the video... Like, what was it? Was it the video games EP or just her... The EP that came up, it was number 2. An EP was number 2 on iTunes.
Good. That bodes well for my faith in humanity.
That means we're all going to die a little bit quicker.
Yeah, these are minutes I'm not getting back.
You know, I think we deserve it. We deserve this.
Yeah. It's a good thing that I put out my record earlier this week, because I would just crawl under my desk and not do anything otherwise. Like, after hearing this, like, what? Why try? Why try to do anything?
She's putting on her makeup. I really like...
I don't want to be the fire of your loins.
This may sound weird, but I prefer when she sings like that over her...
Yeah, well, that's because the meh thing sucks.
It's my Lana Del Rey impression. Oh, God, I should be Lana Del Rey for Halloween. Drag Lana Del Rey. Okay, never mind. I kind of hate them both equally now.
Yeah. It's giving me a new appreciation for Rihanna, at least.
Rihanna needs to talk some shit.
Yeah.
Ew. Oh, that's creepy. That's... Especially with the child voice.
Yeah. Dude. No.
Ugh. That's daddy issues? I don't know.
Good. You see, God only lacks certain types of love. Like when pedophiles...
How old is she, anyway?
I have no idea.
This may be something that we should probably... I can do research.
I'm hoping mid-20s.
Oh my god. Okay, so... I'll tell you this after. Because this is... Okay. Yeah, I'm not allowed to... reveal this kind of information.
Right. Yeah.
Because it is private.
The shocking reveal at the end of this fucking record.
Guess what? That's probably what I'm talking about.
Oh no. On a scale of 1 to blue jeans, this isn't blue jeans, but that's next, so... Good. This is kind of not what I was expecting.
Yeah, no, this is what I was... I couldn't wait for you to hear. This is why I did this.
Yeah, this is... Sounds like the, like Aaliyah on Quaaludes. Like, it's like I'm just slow motion, apathetic, drug riddled. But the problem with the metaphor I just made is that requires drugs. She's doing this on purpose. All right.
This is... Oh.
God damn it, it's blue jeans.
Keys! I don't know.
God.
Dude, like James Dean, God. Bro!
For sure it was like James
Dean. Yeah, it was like James Dean.
As I walked through the shadow of the Valley of Death, I opened up my wallet, and it's full of coupons to buy Lana Del Rey records.
Hey, join the Lana Del Rey street team. We should make a fake Lana Del Rey street team. Oh yeah. My god.
This is what Dead Flag Blues was about. Like when mothers clutching babies, picking through the rubble and pulling out their hair. It's because Lana Del Rey like came out and was successful and society collapsed.
Yeah. This is kind of making me grateful for, like, Florence and the Machine, too.
No.
Way more tolerable. At least she does old music better.
No, you're not.
Did she say gangster?
Yeah, she said, no, gangsta. No,
my bad. My bad. Just, my bad,
know,
everyone.
White chicks and gang signs, you know.
My boyfriend didn't come home because he was getting high.
And even, something about
it's probably
pants.
Because I said in the first song we should go get high. See, this is what happens. Cause and effect, Lana Del Rey.
Yeah. Take responsibility for your decisions, Lana Del Rey. How could you?
You've seen Black Dynamite, right?
Yes.
You know the doctor that comes in and goes like, Black Dynamite, how could... I just imagine that being the exact reaction to Lana Del Rey.
Yeah. Yes.
Strings.
God, I hate this fucking song.
So much strings.
Yeah. Yeah, strings and being from the streets and stuff.
Oh, God, who didn't do that?
Man, what this is reminding me of right now is that blonde girl from the ASAP Rocky Purple Swag video.
Did I see that?
This sounds like her record.
I seen that video? Huh.
I don't know, dude.
Probably should, because his videos are pretty great, high quality, like quality-wise. Just, like, if you want to make a hip-hop video... Like,
yeah, ASAP is apparently the guy to call because he's nailed it every time so far. So,
okay.
And now here comes video games.
So, everyone's heard video games at this point already. So, let's just take a little breather of what we have.
I don't remember the harp.
Yeah, no, that's how it opened.
Okay. I just remember it being piano. I don't remember any orchestral.
So in my name, goddamn, I know the lyrics. I think it's because I watched that dude from Titus Andronicus ironically cover the song.
Yeah.
Because...
I had seen that, but I hadn't watched it. Like, I noticed it was there.
It was, well, just imagine his vocals.
And... Yeah, no. I feel safe in saying Patrick Stickles is a better singer than Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, interesting.
That's really...
When combated with things, people claiming it to be ironic, he was just like, no, dude, it's not ironic. This is meant to be sonically pleasing. This guy's great.
Like, they're not being ironic about it, so I'm not.
God. So one thing about Titus Andronicus, they're probably pretty great guys.
Mm-hmm.
If the world was built for two, apparently everyone else died, which includes Lana Del Rey, and it's just me and you right now. So that might be a good thing.
This song is garbage.
If it was built for two, then how are me and John recording this, huh?
It was tragically built for us, so I guess we need to start making babies or something.
So, do you know how to do uterus transplants? Because I don't.
Do you have a uterus?
Ah, shit.
Have you ever had a uterus?
That would be a great question on a medical form. Have you ever or have a uterus? Had or have a uterus?
Yeah.
Had one once. Lost in the war.
So.
So, anyone who likes this song is about some girlfriend that tragically is losing her boyfriend to video games.
Or something.
This song's about Call of Duty.
Yeah, it's about Call of
Duty. Video games is about Call of Duty. God.
It's.
Ugh. Hey, guys, you want to keep playing Skyrim? You should hate this song.
Man. I think it's supposed to be about, like, oh, he's a man-child. But you dress and fucking front yourself as being childish.
Like, if there's one word to sum up the way Lana Del Rey sings and writes lyrics, it's just hypocritical.
Yeah.
Is this what makes us girls? I don't know.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's the song.
I'm sort of afraid. No, it's not. It's not me. Shut up. If heaven is just Earth again, but with some dude who just can't stop playing Call of Duty,
I don't want to know.
God and I are going to have a talk.
Then there's no escape for video games. And why are you singing as opposed to them? If you're never going to get away from them, then why? Yeah. Just embrace. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What's Diet Mountain Dew going to sound like?
It's going to sound poppy because bubbles.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm going to go get a regular Mountain Dew. I'll be right back.
All right.
Seriously. Yeah.
No, I'm here alone with this goddamn record.
Never mind.
Okay. It's like, I was like, this is your way of getting out of listening to one of these songs. I don't appreciate this.
I was actually going to go get a Mountain Dew.
Yeah. It won't help. It'll make you hate Mountain Dew, I bet.
It was going to be Voltage, so it's different.
Yeah.
Oh, ah!
Well, at least they're not using the amen break.
Oh, thank God. Okay, never mind.
No.
It's probably not.
No, probably not. What the fuck?
What is...
No, back up. You need to unpack the heart-shaped glasses because we're going for a ride thing.
Was this... Wait, what?
That... You missed that?
No. I heard that, but I was like... Does she talk to herself in songs? Or does she have some sort of, like, weird, I want to see my boyfriend with heart-shaped glasses on thing?
Well, no, it's like, do you think we'll be in love? So clearly it's... Again, to some dude.
Yeah.
And I know dudes that wear heart-shaped glasses, but I don't know, man.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
People are gonna think this is art. Ugh.
Yeah.
Let's take Jesus off the dashboard. He's tired of hearing me whine about whether I think we're going to be in love or not.
Yeah. Jesus is sick of my shit sounds like an early Modest Mouse song, though.
That, yeah, yeah. Kind of wish that was an early Modest Mouse song.
What is it? God, what is it? There's some song on Lonesome Crowded West like that.
Yeah.
Teeth Like Yeah,
that,
song,
that song's probably my favorite.
Yeah.
Such an abrasive opening.
Yep. This makes me miss that. This makes me miss music.
Yeah. I feel really distant right now. I feel like I haven't talked to music for a while.
Yeah.
In reality, it's only been like, what, 18 minutes?
Mm-hmm. No, you won't. Stop. Stop
she has so many like
four fucking things.
Is her are her songs just simply built on like choruses?
Dude, it seems
like this
it.
Song. I feel like it has one real verse and then continues on with the chorus halfway through the song.
Well, the chorus for video games lasts about a minute, so
yeah.
I would assume. I have no other explanation.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah, again, I appreciate Rihanna now. Granted, I haven't heard a Rihanna song since my tour of Seattle gay bars, but I kind of missed that.
You know what? I'd rather be at a gay bar.
Yeah, it's kind of the ideal setting, I find.
Yeah. Okay, here you go. You want to hear M.I.A.?
Oh, God, please. No, I do not. I do not actually want to hear M.I.A.
Then don't listen to National Anthem.
Oh, my God. You can't be fucking serious.
Here we go.
I thought that was about to get a lot more dissonant. Fucking what,
yeah.
Dude?
This is what sealed the deal for me.
What the? Who thought this was okay?
See, this song is, honestly, the underlying hope for her.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
This is violence. This is...
I can't wait to see Shabazz Palaces next Thursday so I can just feel like something happened. Of course you are. Of course. The coolest.
No.
If you beg, I'm not gonna give you what you want. Maybe if you were, like, Sharon Van Etten.
This is cynical on a level,
yeah,
I really wasn't prepared for.
We need to do something. It's gonna be too late.
Like, we need to picket this.
I will stand outside my workplace just with a sign that says "Don't buy Lana Del Rey" when we carry it.
Yeah, please don't do this.
Please don't. We're forced to stock it. Don't make me don't make me backstock Lana Del Rey, please.
Yeah.
But people will buy it because there's this girl on the cover.
Yeah.
Ugh. God. Can someone throw me up, please?
This is real, real bad.
I don't have a party dress. I'm sorry.
It's kind of like what the criticisms of Watch the Throne sound like.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, it's about being the 1%, and we can't have that at this time.
Except she does,
in history.
Doesn't mean shit with her.
This record is absolute. This record's Illuminati. Let's just get down to it. This is more Illuminati than Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Please don't say that again. God damn it.
Oh no, she's going higher! Fuck!
What is that? Oh, God damn it. Oh, now it's Dark Paradise.
I would rather play, like, Burnout. Can we play Burnout instead?
Yeah, I think. Quick, make a list of things you'd rather be doing than listening to this record.
Playing Burnout. Eating multiple multivitamins. Like, ripping out my Casio.
Salting a cut on my tongue.
Making stickers based on the anthology of the Beatles.
Piercing the fluid sack in my
covering
gums.
Covering CeeLo Green. Yeah. Yeah.
sending spam messages to innocent people.
Embarrassing myself in public via thousands of burning farts.
Embarrassing myself in public via holding this record above my head saying, I bought it!
I think we're done with that, then, on that note.
Yeah.
I'm probably not! I probably won't.
No.
Oh, that was such a shitty rhyme mechanism.
Oh my gosh. When you open your eyes, right?
What do you want to call the Pitchfork review for it?
I'm gonna go, what did Goblin get?
8?
No, I don't think it was an 8, dude. I think it was a 6.
Something. No. I think it was an 8. Oh my god, my mouse is losing connection. Thanks, Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, Goblin got an 8. Alright. Yeah, I think it's gonna get that.
I sure hope it doesn't get Best New Music. That's the only thing I hope for. I can't imagine. Like, anyone in their right mind could name this, like, good.
I don't know, dude.
Like, even Pitchfork, come on.
They're culture dealers. They need this.
They don't need Lana Del Rey. They can build her up and kill her just like they did with, like, almost Tyler, the Creator.
Yeah.
They didn't give him a legacy. Oh, what the... Yeah, this is where you're supposed to dance. I think that's what she's trying.
I thought that's where the Gil Scott Heron sample was supposed to go.
If she fucking... No! Shut up.
So can we call this post Dark Twisted Fantasy pop?
No. I think... Yeah.
Because there's a lot in the production that is directly summoning that.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like what she's trying to do is make herself a pop goddess.
Yeah, or something, dude.
Look, I can make a small song like video games, and I can make this giant song like national anthem. Ugh, mucus in my throat. Raunchy businessman. I do.
Just because fuck you.
I do, mostly because I'd rather not die having the last thing I heard be Dark Paradise.
The radio sounds like strings.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of stuff that's drawn from Dark Twisted.
Yeah, it's like she decided...
Did she just say words can bring me down? Did she just say words can bring me down? Oh my god.
A radio.
There she goes. She said fucking. So.
Yeah.
So what happened with that?
I can't hear what she's saying.
My nose with two fingers. I can't hear what she's saying, like on this song. Ah.
This good. I'm glad to hear it.
Because he gave me all the money!
Yeah. Man. This is whittling away at my, like, self-determinism and fucking... Like, no, as it turns out, there is no fate now.
So, I think maybe 2012 might have been the end of the world.
Yeah, I think
so
we're here.
I think we did it.
Yeah.
So, what is... We're in year one post-LDR.
Yeah.
So... Essentially, we're living the apocalypse right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is why Thundercat made his album. This is why the Men made their album.
Yeah. This is fucking trash. Like, not to spoil this, like, all week I've been listening to goddamn Tramp. That record's awesome.
Yeah.
And fucking, hey, it has a human character behind it.
Give them our, like, our rundown of Tramp. Dude!
Yeah.
Dude!
And compare, like, maybe I'm spoiled because of that, but fuck, dude.
Yeah,
like,
not everyone can be Sharon Van Etten, but not everyone has to be
Lana Del Rey.
How can
anyone, like, respect themselves and make this record?
I don't know. I feel like, well, there was plastic surgery involved. She changed her stage name.
Yeah, no, I know.
It's all for the money, bro.
She had an album that came out before that they took down because it didn't sell.
Yeah, I was like...
Now they pretend it doesn't exist.
And it's probably bad, too.
Yeah, the real lesson to take from here is that I don't know if the pop-designed star thing can work anymore. I think Lady Gaga was the last time they were able to get away with that.
Yeah.
This does.
Here we
blows.
Go. Here's. Ugh. Why does she do that? Why? Just why does she do that?
I don't know. Do you have no rhythm?
And the answer to that is no. But,
you know what? This is the record that fucking Bella from Twilight would make.
Oh my god, that is the most accurate representation. She would love the shit out of this album.
Yeah, this is what she listens to on the way to her creepy alabaster boyfriend.
And he's always constantly being like, what is Lana Del Rey? What is this?
Yeah.
This is kind of bullshit.
Come, let me oppress your sensibilities and
remind
you that you're a child and weak.
Let my own confidence be diminished by being in these movies.
Yeah. I feel kind of bad for Robert Pattinson.
Dude, so, yeah, me too. He hates this. He hates doing that.
I appreciate that he hates it so much, but I still feel bad for him.
Yeah, no, I mean... I feel bad because he got himself into, like, it was an agent move for the first movie, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But he can't really get out of it.
Yeah, he's trapped for... He is Elijah Wood times 1,000 now.
Yeah. I mean, Elijah Wood has somewhat gotten himself out of the Frodo hole.
Yeah.
By being cool.
For some variable of cool I'm
not
aware of.
Yeah, there's that show that he was on, but I didn't watch it. It was the one with the dog.
Okay. Oh, was he in Willard?
Was that, yeah. Or something.
Was
like
that him?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Alright.
I think he was the other guy. There's the dog and there's him. So
awesome.
That's a FX programming.
Yep. Hey, they can't all be winners.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Stop telling me to put makeup in my dress on. I'm so done.
Because you're not a girl unless you're putting on the makeup and the dress. You see?
It just doesn't work. Not a girl unless you have the make the dress. The uterus doesn't necessarily make it happen the entire time.
Yeah. This is what a girl is. Don't you know your gender roles? God.
Come on, girls. You're supposed to whine to women, whine to men, and have a dress, and complain and say that you're better than that, or even though you put on this makeup and this dress. Never mind. You know what?
This is not acceptable.
No, not one bit. I want a ban on xylophones and pop music. I'm not okay with it in pop music.
Yeah.
I like it in
everything. I'm not okay with xylophones at all. I'm tired of having to take xylophones seriously.
That's why I don't want it in pop music, because then they take it seriously in pop music. Oh, man. Really?
That was the first interesting sound on the whole record.
Yeah, and that was like noise. If she made,
like, I was paying attention. It's like, oh, weirdo guitar thing. Up. Oh, I guess we're back to this shit.
Woo! Hey guys, this is to keep the guys paying attention. I don't know. Maybe that was. I thought that was for. I thought her face was for that.
Right.
Oh, hey, there it is.
Yep. So we're just going to do that specific sample over and over again. Three to get ready?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Even better. The Million Dollar Man knocked the basketball away from that kid. I don't know.
I would do that. Does that make him a Million Dollar Man?
I'll send that to you later.
Oh yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I feel like I don't deserve anything when I listen to this album. Like, I feel like I should just be beat down by my husband or something. Yeah. I don't know. I feel just, this is such a bad representation of females. Like, this is so horrible.
Of people and relationships and humanity.
It's kind of disgusting. Like, it's...
Yeah.
Like, you should be mysterious and never lead your partner on to believe that you actually love them.
Get money and whatever.
Get money. Diva your shit up. I don't know. That's...
You're not a girl unless you're getting men and money and being fucking stupid.
Or, girl, throw your hands up. This is a party. You're gonna lose your mind. You have to make him your national anthem. Or you make... Make yourself your national anthem. Or maybe you'll sing. Maybe you are your own national anthem. Girl, you're your own national anthem. I felt so disgusting just saying that. All of that.
Man. I'm sort of running out of things to say here.
Yeah, Million Dollar Man should be over.
Yeah.
This song should be over. I can't wait to hear Summertime Sadness, though. I'm actually more looking forward to the end track to see how she, like, ties this thing up.
Yeah.
Like, how do you do that?
Just a long written apology.
If that happened, it would just be like, that was the funniest thing I've heard all year, then.
Oh, time for Summertime Sadness.
Oh, God, it's an 80s... Ugh.
Course. This whole album is an 80s ugh.
This sounds like video games. And this sounds like... Did you say something about a dress again?
No.
What'd you say?
Just said Summertime Sadness. Okay. Like, that's the song, by the way. Oh, there's the dress. Yep. I think I'm a few seconds behind you.
Maybe.
But whatever.
No, I probably just wasn't paying attention. Yeah.
Stop hitting your head on the microphone.
It's so bad. Oh, no, not a count off! Oh.
That doesn't mean anything!
Oh. Oh, God, no.
Oh, my God.
That sounds safe.
All right, so remember when I said this was making me appreciate Rihanna?
Mm-hmm.
It's really making me appreciate Kesha all of a sudden.
Dude. Kesha's awesome in comparison. Like,
yeah,
Kesha's kind of great, actually. Now, I think we needed to hear this.
Yeah, just to set our fucking perspective back on track.
Oh my lord! Just
still doesn't mean anything.
Is this about a boy leaving for college?
I don't know, dude. Living for something.
Because I'm trying to rationalize something here.
Yeah. You're trying to think that there's something that these songs are about.
Well, there's a basis for everything anyone writes, obviously.
You know what these songs are about? These songs are about appealing to the lowest common denominator.
Yeah, but there's always a basis for the lowest common denominator. And whether it's good or not is another question. With that said, fuck this album.
Yeah. It's like the soundtrack to, like, the sad Katherine Heigl movie. It's just fucking unbearable. God damn it.
Summertime.
Yeah.
Damon Albarn is going to try and do something with her. This is when I ignore gorillas from now on.
Yeah. I thought it was the iPad record. I thought that's what earned
that. Oh, yeah, never mind. Yeah, that did it. I was like, missed the time when Danger Mouse messed around with them.
Yeah. Epic closing.
Oh my god.
We're almost done, dude.
Turn down the treble. Oh my god. Play a video game. Oh,
fucking god damn it. Okay.
No.
So I figured out what this is. Like, you know how Kesha's aimed at party girls And how, like, little...
This is aimed at
Gaga
bitches.
Is aimed at, like, unique girls. This is aimed at hipsters. Bitches. This is what pop music aimed at hipsters is going to sound like from now on.
Hipsters, like, you should like Kesha so we could get this not happen. Make this just... Oh, man.
This is where this Robin liking ended up.
Oh, my God. Robin's better than this, too. Dude, no one's gonna care about Robin anymore because of Lana Del Rey.
Well, Swedes will.
Swedes, they gotta hold on for dear life to Robin. Should also keep loving the Hives. Dude, any new record from any band I've ever liked sounds good right now.
Yeah.
Like, I want a new Hives record. I don't even care if they're old.
I want to listen to any other record. I'm going to go put on Lulu after this.
I think we can now complete our artists better suited for SNL than Lana Del Rey tape. With this, knowing this.
All of them, as it turns out.
All of them. We just put songs. It's just a mixtape at that point.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know.
It's just like... Kings of Leon!
Beefheart, and...
No, I was kidding about the Kings of Leon thing. I don't like Kings of Leon.
Oh.
Dude.
I wasn't accusing you of that.
I have a really offhand recommendation here. Other Lives. Tamer Animals by Other Lives.
Okay.
It was a record that came out last year. Saw them live. They were good. Wonder why. Ew. This is her thesis. Waving for a train to come when I'm just messing with my girls. That's what makes us girls. We have to be bad.
Yeah.
This is my anthem, by the way.
Yeah. I'm glad we're almost out of here, frankly. It's kind of all I can think about. Also, hey, apparently. Fuck that.
And that was Born to Die by Lana Del Rey.
It fucking blows. You're all surprised to hear this.
We might have a write-up with each track, how we felt about each track, maybe.
Dude, I don't want to listen to that shit again.
I'm not going to listen to it. I'm just going to try and remember what we heard.
No, that's what this is for.
So we just can forget.
I am washing my hands of it.
Like, hey, so yeah, never mind, no write-up.
To keep thinking about this record in any shape or form. I'm not. I'm out.
This has been Oh No, Oh God. And... glad to be alive.